Man, I love every weekend, to be honest with you. I mean, this is a last weekend is certainly special because it gives you you're one step closer to that ultimate goal. This weekend, unfortunately, I was never part of it as a player, but this weekend is one that you always look forward to because it sets that 2 week storyline, narrative, conversation, emotion leading up to the prize fight, and so it'll be a fun weekend.
For me, in terms of content, as a sports radio guy, I'm always looking for something new and fresh. So I think it's Kansas City against the Rams would be ideal for me in terms of content and originality. Do you have a perfect Super Bowl matchup in mind?
Yeah. There. I mean, you could really go with any one, to be honest with you. I mean, the perfect one I really believe would be – oh, man – I'd love to see Brady and Breeze duel it out. I think that would be a, not that they're going to be done playing, but a culmination match in a way of you know, two guys that are going to be wearing gold jackets. I'd also love to see a Brady and Goff kind of a passing of the torch match or vice versa. Breeze versus Mahomes, a passing of the torch. And then I'd love to see the young guns sling it out. I don't know. They're quarterback wise, there is some really, really cool storylines no matter what. I don't have a perfect one. I'm going to be excited for any of them.
Well, we were talking with Ross Tucker yesterday, and Ross made the point. He said of all four quarterbacks, the only one that would make him nervous as a fan base would be Jared Goff. You know, he knows what he's getting out of Brady, Mahomes, Breeze. Is that a fair statement that the Rams should be a little bit nervous of Goff at this type of a stage?
I think that's a little bit of a low hanging fruit and easy thing to say. You know, I don't know if it's necessarily like we haven't seen Jared Goff in this moment, but we didn't see Tom Brady in this moment before he went on his run either. And I'm not saying those guys are the same person, but the first AFC championship game that Tom Brady was in was the first time AFC championship game Tom Brady won. He didn't need the experience to get through it and learn from it. So I don't know if I trust Jared Goff just as feel in confidence in him, because as sports fans, we often just put it on the guy, the quarterback. But I trust him because of everything else around him. I trust him because of his, as much as I do the other guys, because of his coach, because of his play caller. I trust him as much as I do the other guys because of the weapons around him. I trust as much as I do the other guys because of that defense that he gets to play with that can be opportunistic and that had a great week last week. So, listen, Brady's. This is a wake up and Tuesday morning for Brady. We know that and with him in these moments. But, you know, Breeze is certainly cooled off here at the end of the year. And Mahomes, as great as he is, certainly, you know, we've seen him make some throws this year that you should not make because of the fear that something bad more often than not happens doing it. What happens if he doesn't get away with it type thing, you know? So there's I don't know if I trust Jared Goff any less than I trust some of those other guys because of the total picture.
With 12-year NFL quarterback and ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky, the weather has been a huge topic of discussion all week in Kansas City. Is it getting appropriate coverage? Is it being overblown, underblown? How much of a factor do you think the weather plays?
Well, I don't really see it being that big a deal. But New England is certainly adept to handle it and has been in these moments in this weather, and they'll be fine. And then I know there's the question of the weather and the cold with Mahomes, but when you watch him throw the ball, you can tell that he's got massive hands that are great with grip and cover a lot of the ball. So the cold and the weather really won't play a factor in my mind with this game. To be honest with you, it's going to be more with some injuries and who's going to be able to stay the healthiest. Does Barry play and how healthy can he be? How does Gronk feel? Those are more of the storylines for me rather than the weather.
Bill Belichick, famous for his game planning, for his adjustments. We saw it, obviously, last week. Philip Rivers, he completely neutralized Rivers. If you're Belichick, or if you can get into his mind, if that's possible, Dan, how do you think Belichick approaches Patrick Mahomes, and how is he going to try to shut him down?
Yeah, I mean, the notorious Belichick way is I'm going to take number one away, and I'm going to make number two, three, four, five beat me because I don't believe they're good enough over four quarters to do that. So I got to imagine that he's going to, you know, flip up, rotate, switch, sporadically double Kelce and Hill. Not both on every play, but he's going to continue to throw that changeup to Patrick Mahomes and see, you know, because every offensive coordinator runs their – every specific play gets run through a guy, especially in the pass game. You're going to run it through a guy. So Belichick wants to continue to change and play that guessing game of this is where they like to run this play through Kelce. Let's double him. Run it through Hill. Let's double him. He'll do that. There's no doubt. But that's also what makes the Chiefs really viable is they don't have just one guy and they don't have just two guys. They've got these multiple weapons and that's what makes them really difficult. I'd imagine, and this is something that New England has done throughout the year. They did it in the first time these teams met, a couple months ago earlier in the season. And the Chiefs struggled with it was New England brought versions of zero blitz. When I say zero blitz, everybody's going to blitz. Everybody else that is not blitzing is just playing man-to-man coverage by themselves, no help, anything. New England does it a little differently because they'll blitz everybody. Sometimes they'll have the same look, and then guys will drop out, and they'll play the coverage a little differently, but you never know. And Kansas City struggled with it. Mahomes struggled with it in that first game. I got to imagine this is how they squashed the Chargers last week. The Chargers had no plan. If you don't have a plan for that stuff, it's almost impossible. So I'd imagine they're going to throw a lot of that early on to Patrick Mahomes and say, what's your plan? Are you ready for this?
With Dan Orlovsky. On the other side of it, last week I thought Brady and the offense for the Pats, it was clinical. That first half, that was a Mona Lisa. I mean, they killed the clock. They moved the chains, a lot of screens, a lot of runs. James White, Sony Michel, they were beasts. Those were really the offensive weapons in the end. Gronk played his role. He blocked incredibly effectively, like I think he's been underrated throughout his career. But what do you expect out of Brady and their offense against this Chiefs defense? Do you think they start to spread the field a little bit, more deep shots, or do you expect to see kind of what we saw last week against the Chargers?
Well, what happened last week, which was fascinating to see, was the Patriots are notorious for kind of being those chameleons week by week, and especially in the playoffs. The game plan will totally change. Some weeks they're, let's pound it. Some weeks they're, we're going to go a ton of screens. Some weeks we're going to throw the ball deep, spread you out. I have grown up in this Patriot era of dominance, and I've never seen what I saw from their offense last week where, and I've kind of referenced Mystique from the X-Men, where they just kept changing play by play by play. You want us to spread you out? We'll spread you out. You want us to go heavy run game? Heavy run game. Oh, you want a screen? Here comes a screen. You want to go play action? Let's go play action. You want us to take a deep? It was like every play, they became something different. And to sit there and go, what are they going to do? We have no idea. And that's the fascinating thing about them. Like, you watch the first game, and they got into run personnel and run formations, which forces the Chiefs to get in their three-man front, that 3-4 defense, and then New England ran inside. They ran basically in between the guards, which is the weakness of a 3-4 defense. That's how you want to run at it. And then they got into more pass grouping, and that forced the Chiefs to get in a four-man front, which is more of a nickel defense, more DBs on the field or more speed, and they ran outside, which is how you want to attack a four-man team. And it was, you know, kind of a clinical way back in that first game, like you had mentioned last week with the Charger game. How are they going to go attack the Chiefs? I got no idea. I have no clue, because you can say, let's spread them out, but then that also gives you vulnerability against the Chiefs pass rush that we saw last week, which was dominant. But they want to be a little bit of everything. They're going to be a little bit of everything this week. I honestly believe that if I had to guess, they're going to be a little bit of everything that we saw last week against the Chargers. And I do believe that they will rely more on the run game to try and play that keep away from Patrick Mahomes.
He is 12-year NFL vet, ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky. It's going to be a blast on Sunday. Enjoy every minute of it and enjoy the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. Really appreciate you doing this. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for having me, boss.